Now time for locker room chat. I'm here with Moorhill Mountain Boys head basketball coach Dan Rapplinger ahead of the new basketball season. Coach, pretty exciting time.
Absolutely, yeah, ready to get the season started.
Absolutely, and coming over from Benedictine College as an assistant and now taking over as the new head coach. So first of all, what do you know about your team?
Yeah, the last 2.5 weeks have really kind of been able to show that what we have, not the largest amount of numbers that we had coming out that we were hoping for. I think that's something a lot of schools are running into. But overall, I think we're a team that has some veteran leadership that will be able to handle, hopefully, the tough times and be good role models for the younger kids.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys bring back one starter, four total letter winners, so some work to do trying to establish kind of some momentum early on in the season. Coach, how important is it to kind of set the tone early in the off season and bring that into the regular season?
Yeah, the buy-in for any program is really important, whether that's just summer practices, summer weights, because that's where, to me, an athlete or any sport gets better, especially a basketball player. So we had definitely most of our kids buy in from the get-go when I met with them back in May. So they're definitely ready to go. A lot of them played fall sports. And when their season ended, they enjoyed the little bit of break. And then once the basketball season, they were very excited to get started. So I really feel that this group definitely has a buy-in mentality, and I was very happy with the first 2.5 weeks. It showed that their summer improvements, strength and skill-wise, definitely improved.
Coach, how much of the upperclassmen helped you kind of establish yourself in this new role?
It does help because you have one kid that did not play last year, Parrish Beagle, good baseball player, that decided he wanted to still participate. Some of the seniors, there was a couple other seniors, Adam Cottle, Miles Dulac, that came and also wanted to kind of join and also play that haven't played in a couple years. So they joined that with Sam Joyce, Keegan Mispagel, Mark Harris, and Parrish as well. So we have seven of them, but that just, I kind of have them as coaches on the court. I think a lot of the younger ones look up to them and understand that they're not seniors yet. And then hopefully they kind of learn that just leadership mentality, then hopefully that can carry on for years to come.
And kind of getting into the nitty-gritty here of the schedule, Coach, what do you know about this league, the NEKL, and how familiar are you with it?
Well, my wife teaches up at Moorhill, so I've definitely caught some of the games, and even going back to when I coached middle school 2 years ago, so I know a lot of the sophomores around the league. From that area, but I do know, you know, Valley Falls had a great run last year. Coach Gatzenmeier has a really good squad year after year. I know they lost a couple seniors, but they definitely got some guys that are coming back that can play. So I know they'll be probably, at least on paper, you know, looking from a strong season for them, but I know JCN has a strong junior class with a couple seniors. But after that, I really see it as kind of a wide-open league. From at least the information and the kind of, you know, video and footage that I've seen.
Coach, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it, and look forward to talking to you next week and all throughout the season.
All right. Yeah, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
That was Moorhill Mountain Boys head basketball coach Dan Rapplinger here on Locker Room Chat, and it's been brought to you by Amberwell Health.